Alan Blevis.
Since the earliest days of the space program, astronauts have been trying to find a way to control their movements in the weightlessness of space. Training in the empty cargo bays of C-135 transports, the astronauts first experienced the strange sensations of zero gravity. In this hour, we'll go inside Ground Zero with the NYPD K-9 unit.
We were looking for everybody in there. Those are New Yorkers, those are our neighbors. We wanted anybody we could find at any time.
We'll see a fallen fireman's promise fulfilled with the gift of a new puppy. And we'll learn how the unconditional love of an animal can help heal our wounds.
I love you.
He loves you too.
These are the animals of Ground Zero that beat all odds. These are their stories. East Africa is bisected by a great rift valley. Here in Kenya, 100 miles to the west of the rift, lies the Masai Mara, a 900 square mile sea of grass. It is an integral part of the Serengeti ecosystem and one of Africa's greatest wildlife sanctuaries. The Mara River that gives its name to the park runs from the highlands of the north down to Lake Victoria. For most of its length, the river is fringed by rich forests. Adjoining the river in the north is a clear perennial spring that seeps down from the escarpment to feed a mile-long swamp of reeds and lush grass. This is the Musiara Marsh. The dawn of the 20th century was a time of extraordinary growth, of innovation and invention. It was also a time of intense competition, particularly in three relatively new industries which served the people of New Jersey. Local electric companies scrambled to introduce Mr. Edison's invention to an eager public. Small regional companies brought gas, mainly for lighting, to New Jersey streets, homes, and businesses. And streetcar and trolley operators fought tooth and nail for routes and riders.